Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Rock'em Reacts, live after more than likely the most disappointing and just inconsistent game of Missouri seasons thus far, which is saying a decent amount based on the inconsistencies this team has had throughout the season. This isn't going to be a normal episode. We're not going to recap the game. Most people probably watched it. If you didn't, you saw the score after and you probably don't care about the result regardless. So this is going to be a state of the program episode. First and foremost, the rest of this season, you're 0-8 in SEC play, 8-13 overall. Postseason play is more than likely out the window already. Still got the rest of the year to play. You've got, you know, plenty of big games left in the SEC schedule to at least pick up a couple victories, you know, that could salvage some, you know, positive momentum late in the season, at least, you know, keep yourself respectable within the conference, just overall and nationally. So going forward, yeah, Vandy on Saturday, a toilet bowl of sorts, the two last winless teams in the conference. You got a two-game homestand next week, and then dates with Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee, Auburn down the line. Plenty of big opportunities. But for the rest of this season, what do you want to see from this team going forward? I feel like this is something we've said almost every week, but down this final stretch, with this incoming recruiting class, there has to be a positive spin to the end of the season. They have to salvage something. How can they do that, and where could that happen?
Well, I mean, it starts with, and we've said this all season long, is play a consistent brand of basketball. You know, especially on the offensive end, you know, you get in these periods throughout the game where it's just, you're going on a long scoring drought, and you find yourself down 10. You're finding yourself with an uphill battle to climb, and it's just demoralizing to watch because you know it's coming each and every game, and then they're going to mount a little comeback at the end. It's too little late to come back, or you'll get in foul trouble, or one of those things would happen. But you know, I just want to see more consistency, especially on that offensive end. And today the defense collapsed, and it was helped by the offense due to the turnovers. But you know, it's kind of a bleak short-term outlook, and like Jim Mora said, I think it's Jim Mora. I don't even know if we'll win a game. We got to win a game here or something like that. And looking at the schedule, you know, we said coming into, I believe, this week or these next three stretch of games, South Carolina, Arkansas, and Vanderbilt, that, you know, hopefully you can get some momentum going here because it's probably really the last time you'll be able to do it. But I just want to see some consistent basketball. I don't want to see these scoring droughts and teams just finding creative ways to beat Missouri, the past few games has been what teams have been getting in Missouri in foul trouble getting to the free throw line. Today, they were able to get so many points in the paint, just fast break points, this and that. So it's got to be cleaner basketball. And I don't know if it's, you know, this team just not going out there and executing. I don't know if it's really just a talent issue, but, you know, you're going to have to build some positive momentum eventually going forward, and I just don't know where that'll come from. And I thought it would be tonight, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, this was the game. You had circled on the calendar after this rough start the SEC play, say, hey, you can get this win, then potentially move on to Vandy, pick up a second straight win, and maybe build some late season momentum. That's not the case. It was. I think it's safe to say the worst performance Mizzou had all season long.
Worst
maybe.
Jackson
I mean,
State.
I think Jackson State was another game you can really throw in there, but I mean, it was just wire to wire. Mizzou didn't lead outside of leading 2-0 at the beginning of the game. It was, and I mean, your point about consistency, I mean, that's the thing that's plagued this team all season. It plagued last year's team, at least on the offensive end a lot of the time. But Gates harped on it throughout his post-game press conference. I mean, he just said, I think the most interesting thing he said is he was like, I don't know what stats we can excel in night to night. He says some nights we're hot from behind the arc. Some nights we are ice cold. Some nights we get at the free throw line. Some nights not. Assist to turnover ratio fluctuates every night. It was 18 turnovers to 11 assists tonight.
Most all season.
Gates is probably, he's having a rough night. 18 turnovers to 11 assists is probably the last thing in the world he ever wants to see.
Oh, they're
going to
run for that.
Mm-hmm. And it was, and you know what, it came through. Tamar Bates had 6 of those turnovers, but that was because he has such high usage. I mean, he had 29 points, 20 in the second half alone, 23 maybe. It was just, I mean, incredible individual performance from him, and he's doing everything he can to will this team back in the game, but there's not enough around him. It seems like Sean East, either defenses have figured him out to an extent, or he just doesn't look as comfortable or as smooth as he did kind of towards the beginning of the season. Nick Honor, Noah Carter, the same struggles. Gates saying post-game that Nick Honor can't expect to win any games if he only shoots 4 times.
Noah Carter got put on the bench because he couldn't grab a defensive rebound.
Same thing. Aiden Shaw too. Same thing. I mean, it's just, it's inconsistencies, the rebounding, everything. And it's, I mean, the great teams are consistent. It's simple. It's as simple as that. So, I mean, it's, going forward, it's 40 minutes of basketball. Yeah. I don't think an SEC play yet, Mizzou's played a full 40 minutes that it's been proud of. You know, Saturday, there's the potential for that. But in just moving forward, you want to see a wire-to-wire game where, you know, you're playing to your identity and, you know, your main contributor showing up, you know, and it might just have to be a perfect storm and it might just be one game this season, but it's got to happen at some point to at least show kind of the promise of this team. But and looking ahead and kind of taking a broader perspective of this year, you had the Flash last season, NCAA tournament appearance in year one under Gates. Not many people expected it. You had stars on the floor, really entertaining brand of basketball, and around a 32 appearance. This year, obviously, you followed up. Highly disappointing, a step back, larger. I mean, a step back was expected. This is far larger step back than anybody thought was going to be possible. You throw injuries into the mix as well. You technically were missing 5 contributors tonight. Trent Pierce, Caleb Grill, John Tanjay.
Jesus was out tonight.
Jesus was out. And then I'm drawing a blank.
Caleb Brown,
technically, yes. Oh, the 5 guys. So you're losing 5 contributors. Yes, some of them have been out for long periods of time. But those are still the depth is being hurt as well. And you're seeing that. So as we look ahead, outside of this season, moving forward, a lot of fans you're seeing on Twitter saying, is Gates really a great coach? Or was it Kobe Brown last year that carried him? You know, is he capable of really leading this program back, especially out of the cellar? You have the top 5 recruiting class coming in next year, of course. You know, you ideally should have some, you know, Anthony Robinson, Pearson Butler will all return more than likely. Tamar Bates, assuming you can keep him out of the transfer portal, depending on the way he's going right now, he could try for the NBA at this point.
So Bill Self doesn't send that phone call.
Exactly. He might try to pull him a little bit, you know, potentially closer to his hometown of Kansas City or somewhat closer. But regardless, I mean, it's just going forward. Have you lost any faith in Gates through this season? And do you think this program is still, I don't think the right trajectory is the correct term right now, but it has the potential to be what Gates has envisioned it?
No, I don't think I have lost any confidence in Dennis Gates's coaching ability. It's a weird year. I wouldn't say that. I still think that this year is just a really weird year for this team. And it happens with programs a lot. Like, again, Mizzou's not a blue blood type program. So years like this happen, you have injuries, you got guys, you know, not performing to what they can be. And, you know, it could be on coaching. Gates did say he takes responsibility for this loss, but you got to look for the recruiting class. You come in and, you know, teams pop up and fall down each year. I mean, look at Arkansas this year and look at a team like South Carolina, it happens. And I think I've made this comparison before, but and I was only 6 years old, so I don't really remember much of it all. But Mike Anderson went 18-12 his first year, went 500 his second year before going to the Elite Eight. So, no, I don't think a lot of people, of course, are going to be down overreact this year. But I would say personally, I think Dennis Gates is still a really good coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're losing games where, you know, it's either close or they're in it. They still play hard. They still fight hard. And it's not like the doom and gloom like the Kim Anderson years where you're getting blown out night in and night out, or, you know, Konzo Martin's teams at the end. Like, it still feels kind of different. It's just that it just sucks that it has to be this year. But I'd rather it, you know, just get it out the way early, because you do have a very good recruiting class. And you see on Twitter or X, whatever it's called, every night, you know, some Mizzou recruit performing well. So mm-hmm. it's just kind of weathering the storm, weathering the adversity. And, you know, guys like the freshmen, the younger guys that'll be back next year, they can take this experience and learn from it. I believe I said this the last time we were recording. You can kind of relate it to kind of like the football team. They were down. Drinkwitz, it took him, 3-4 years to build in this dream season that we saw over here in Faurot Field. So you can possibly see the same thing brewing more quickly with the basketball program, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think it's, for me personally, I think the sign of a failing program is not, you know, necessarily getting, you know, suffering a disappointing defeat like this. It's mm-hmm. is the culture faltering inside the building? Are people, is the team and the coaching staff, are they still believing? Are they still connected? And, you know, coming out with some fire night to night. You can't deny that Mizzou is doing that. They came out flat tonight. They sided losing a lot of 50-50 balls. Mm-hmm. Arkansas's ability to get into the paint tonight was, I mean, incredible. I mean, credit to Arkansas for with their backs against the wall as well with the depleted roster and having the season that they've had coming in and putting on the performance that they did. But I do think the culture is still strong. I think, again, and we harped on this last episode, Gates said himself, Gates is going to learn. He's still a young coach relatively in this game. He's going to learn a lot more from this season than he did from last season. And that's going to only make him better for next season. So, again, Gates should by no means be on the hot seat, even if next year goes haywire, still growing. And, yeah. and it could.
Because you should have a young roster next year.
You're going to have a young, talented roster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mizzou's not a program that, at least at this juncture, and who knows, it could change, but it's not going to be a one-and-done style, you know, Kentucky-style program where they're reeling in these top freshmen and they're leaving after 1 year posting, you know, 18-10 a night pretty much. They could.
That would be great.
But this program is built on, you know, strong culture, developing players, and having guys that people really, really can get behind and play for. I don't see that changing. And I still have confidence in Gates mm-hmm. leading this program. He's a young, up-and-coming coach in the game. So with that being said, we implore Mizzou fans not to lose too much hope, as difficult as that is after this defeat at home to your rival in a game that was far, far just, I guess, not as close.
The final score did not indicate
91-84, that lane. It was Anthony Robinson hit that lane three, I believe.
We'd like to see him still fight at the end. But you know.
Exactly. So that being said, keep treading water. Keep hope behind Gates for the time being. And then we'll see what happens on Saturday against Vanderbilt in a matchup of two teams that are looking mm-hmm. to get out of the cellar of the conference. But we'll be back with Rock'em Reacts more than likely following the rematch with Texas A&M, which will be next Wednesday.
Yes.
Which kicks off a two-game homestand against A&M and Mississippi State. For Parker and Jaden, it's Rock'em Reacts.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into Rock M Radio, a proud partner of Fans First Sports Network. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to see more just like it beamed directly into your personal device, just click the subscribe button below. And you can find this podcast through the Apple Podcast app or for iPhone or the Google Podcast app for Android or whatever app you use to listen to your podcast. We are also available on Spotify. Just search for Rock M Radio. And if you like other sports, Fans First Sports Network is a podcast network that has coverage of all other teams, Major League Baseball, MLS, NFL, whatever you want to listen and read about. It is a great, great network full of really fantastic podcasts. So look them up and subscribe to any and all of those podcasts. Rock M Radio will be back with more episodes coming soon. Thanks.